The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Old habits die hard, Koza, don't they? The players are out there signing footies after the game.
Who for?
What do they do? Put them in an envelope when they get back in the rooms.
Point of the square. Look, maybe they do. Maybe they mail them out to fans. I don't know, because there is no one to give it to, clearly, here at the football mecca. They're going down into the rooms now. No microphones or anything like that allowed into the room, so we might try and get an interview on the dog and bone.
Henderson didn't come back on, and Prestia had that left thigh heavily bandaged, so whether that's just a cork, we hope it's just a cork rather than some sort of muscle damage. But, two players who, for St John of God, didn't have much of an influence in the last quarter due to injury.
Yeah, absolutely. For St John of God Emergency Department and, of course, 24/7. St John of God, your emergency specialist as well. So Newgrove Benchtops, they weren't busy. Your kitchen really is the heart of your home. We like the fact that there hasn't been a lot of blood rules as well. We are into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and also City to Surf Solar. We might run with a couple of stats, Bucky, if we can, while we're waiting to see if we can communicate downstairs. I think the teams are about to get in position to sing the song. It's this funny sort of standing around operation, everyone with elbows out, and then it's a bit like the rugby league boys do. They do the foot stomping and the clapping rather than the actual huddle, which
we know.
Here's the Hawks.
A bit like you're at the nightclub, guys. Just...
None of them have got drink cards. Yeah, I reckon that just descended into...
I just don't understand. I understand the optics and all that, but seriously?
That's all it's for, Bucky,
seriously?
Sadly. Yep.
It's a bit insane when they've actually been standing...
It's just ridiculous.
Crashed
it really
and bashed.
Is, it's just...
And at quarter time and three-quarter time when the coach addresses them, they're all in cheek by jowl for that for a longer period than it takes to sing the song.
It's just ridiculous. Anyway...
Yes.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Let us run through a few stats, Buckaroo, for Kerr's Hire.
Look, Richmond dominated that last quarter in regards to inside 50s, Coz. They had their chances. They had the 17-2 inside 50s in that last quarter, 8 scoring shots. So whether they could have pegged that margin back, that's debatable. But they did have some opportunities to at least get within 2 to 3 goals, but they were unable to do that. Individually, let's get to the individual stats, because Isaac Smith had a good game, 29 disposals, only ran at 59 though, which he didn't use it that well, but he gave him plenty of run and carry, 17 handball receives amongst those 29 possessions. Sicily 23 was good again tonight. Mitchell 23, O'Meara 23 and a goal. Scrimshaw 18, 17 a Warple. Hardwick 17, I thought was good down back on the small forwards. Wingard had a really good game, 3 goals from his 15 touches. Frost 15, been a good addition. Henderson 15, and Segler was the best ruckman tonight. He had the 20 hitouts with his 15 disposals. Shields 13, a couple of goals to Gunston, 9 disposals and 6 marks. Hard to find really consistent players for the Tigers tonight. Hawley 25 was okay after half time. Blostone 22, Grimes 18 with Sydney Stack and Cochin, who had a quiet night. Short 18, 17 apiece to Asprey and Prestia, who Brownie mentioned was off with an injury. Higgins 15. And down, right down the end, Jason Castagna, who did not have a kick in the first three quarters, popped up with a couple of goals, including a behind in that last quarter, to be the Tigers' leading goal scorer in the end with 2-1. So the final score, boys, Richmond 5-9. So a second week in a row, they've only scored 5 goals, 39. Yeah. Hawthorn record their second win of the season after winning round one against the Brisbane Lions, 11-5-71. So the Tiggers, they've got a bit of work to do, but I'm sure they'll be okay.
You sure they'll be okay?
No, not quite.
No.
But I think, look, they had their problems last year for a period of time and had some really down periods without Dusty there for you know. So I think they'll be okay. They need to get their mojo back. We know they're a good side.
They certainly do. Kerr's Hire, all the stats, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong since 1982. North Geelong Grove, Darling Ocean Grove. Equipment repair and also servicing in there. Your local hire company, been around for the best part of four decades heading towards for Kerr's Hire. And great to have them long-term sponsors on K-Rock Footy as well. The thematic standout, we are going to need our thematic standout, Lee Brown. How did you see that unfold for thematic? And we'll also got to check in with our Geelong insurance brokers. But thematic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. How did you see that?
Yeah, I thought Segler and O'Meara had really good games. I thought their pressure around the footy was good, along with Mitchell and Warple. But for me, Isaac Smith, although he probably turned the ball over a little bit, he broke the line, and he added that little bit of speed and outside run, which we're used to seeing when he's up and about. And what that actually did, it created some speed and some chaos for Hawthorn that broke open the game early and allowed them to hit the scoreboard. And you know, his highlight of the day was that goal in the second quarter, where he's kicked it off the wing from a centre bounce and drilled it from 50. So he's had a fantastic game, and he set it up in that first half with that run and carry. I think he had 17 or 18 at half time and set it up, and the game was done then.
Certainly, and for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au, your head-to-head at the start, and it had a lot of promise but didn't necessarily deliver on the Richmond side. Hawthorn, it was Chad Wingard and also Dan Rioli.
Yeah, well, Wingard's won that one hands down, hasn't he? And 2 weeks in a row, Rioli's struggled to have an impact. So, well done to Wingard. He bounced back and he had a couple of shots on goal and it looked enthusiastic and put some pressure on and turned some footy over for his team. So a good way for him to bounce back after his game last week. For Rioli, he might be on the chopping block. We've heard two weeks in a row the coaches talk about young Thompson Dow. He's played really well in the intra-club. We've brought up Camden McIntosh a few times. He's been emergency since 1952. So they've got some players there.
Dusty
to come back in, hopefully. So they've got some players that they can bring in and add. And a few there that need a spell. And I think Rioli's one who needs to be probably go back and work his way back through. Big soldering iron might have a bit of a wrestle on his hands if Nan Kervis is going okay too. So.
And don't forget Jack Rewalt's elbow into the side of Sicily as well. I just reckon that was unnecessary.
Frustration.
It might be a fine, but it wasn't a good look. That's the worst performance, Kozer, I've seen the Tigers in 3 or 4 years. I mean, they've been the best team to watch. Tough, hard, ferocious running, work for one another. Tonight, insipid. No energy for one another. It was like a practice run, and we've lost by 32 points. I'm sure they'll bounce back. They're well coached. They've got good players, and they've got good players to come back in. But that's a terrible performance for me.
I think there'll be some changes made. I think Damien Hardwick, Brownie won't accept
2 weeks
in a row of blokes being really quiet. And I talk about some of the smaller forwards. Shai Bolton, quiet again. Dan Rioli, quiet again. Castagna came back into it in the last quarter with a couple of goals, but up until three-quarter time, he was hardly sighted. So I think, Marley and Pickett's just struggling to find that form he had in that game last year in the grand final. He might have to go back. So I reckon he'll be pretty tough on this group, Damien Hardwick. 2 weeks in a row now, so it'd be interesting to see what selection changes that will be made going into next week. Just quickly off the KFC Twitter, boys, geez, we get some really strange stuff, but this is a beauty. This is a stat brought to us by Giggs. 5 games in VFL AFL history have ended with a score of 39-71, which was tonight's result. Mm-hmm. 3 of those have been lost by Richmond in June. 27th of June 1914, Richmond 4-15-39 versus Fitzroy 10-11-71. 23rd of June 1917, Richmond 6-3-39
v South Melbourne, 9-17-71. And the 18th of June, 2020, Richmond, 5-9-39.
Who looks
versus
up those
Hawthorn,
stats?
11-5-71. Now, that is just, that is insane.
Tom
King.
But
maybe that's just made up. But
no,
anyway.
When you said strange, I went straight to Benny Cass. That's where I went.
That is unbelievable. Thank you, Giggs.
Right,
that
Giggs.
Is fantastic.
No. Guys, do you buy into
Giggs
any...
actually lives just up near Clifton Hill, Fitzroy. You see him walking. Big Bulldogs fan. You see him wandering around. He's Andrew or Anthony Giggs, I think.
That's the one. That's him. He's
one of Coza's mates. Yeah.
Debonair, intelligent, North funny, athletic, club. Muscular, incredibly handsome. There are so many things I would like to be. That is his...
is that Coza's Twitter account?
Yeah. Settle down, boys.
Do you buy into at all, and probably a two-part question here, do you buy any into the emotional side of the game that, you know, Richmond normally play in front of big crowds and just the big difference that they're experiencing at the moment? And they've also been to the top of the hill, you know, twice in the last 3 years. So playing in front of no one is a very stark difference. And it sets up for a very good game against your mob next week, Chuck. If the Saints can put in a really good performance against the Pies next week, it becomes a big game next week against the Tigers.
If that's the case, Brownie, if you sense that may be the reason for their, I suppose, lack of energy, how do you approach that with this group? How do you get them back on track?
It's a good question, Bucky, because, you know, you've played in front of crowds for probably the last 10 years of your career for most of these Tigers guys. So
is it about sort of reminding them that crowds will be back? I don't know. I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, who was it? Was it you, Chuck, said that they were smiling at three-quarter time? It was almost like a JLT game and just going through the motions. And that is what the impression I'm getting with this group at the moment, that it's just all a bit of a bit of fun.
They've just got to find a way, Bucky, that just spark something inside them. Like, you know, you kick a nice goal and the crowds are up behind you and the roar of 80,000 Tigers fans is pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you're out here and there's no one, you got to find a way to kickstart it for yourself. And whatever that is, it might be a ridiculous goal that Jack Higgins kicks. And it might be just one moment like that, but somehow they got to create it and build it. Or it might be a youngster playing his first game next week and, you know, he kicks a goal and that's the one thing that gets them going. But they got to find something because right now they're nowhere.
We might have Tom Mitchell in a moment. We'll get a breakaway. Signature Home, City to Serve Solar, to City to Serve Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist in Essendon Street in Grovedale. We'll also come back with our mark and goal of the day thanks to APCO and also Hamlin. So we'll stand by to go down to the Hawks rooms if that works. Excellent. Of course, we have matches for Broadcast King. You keep you right across Wall of Footy News as well at krofootball.com.au. Make sure you log on there each and every day to find out the very latest. But big win in the end, 32 points. Well, it was enough to get the job done, but Hawthorn were much better than the Tigers tonight, no doubt about that.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.